Art is therapeutic. That's the guiding principle of Paint Love, a nonprofit here in town that connects artists with kids. The artists conduct workshops through nonprofits or schools with youth who are facing poverty or trauma. I spoke with Paint Love's founder, Julianne McKevitt, and one of their volunteer artists, Ellen Gadberry, about the organization. Here's Julie talking about what motivated her to start Paint Love.
In 2013, I became a professional artist, and at that point, I wanted some part of what I did to bring back to kids and to bring art to kids. And I was invited by an organization called Wellspring Living, and they rescue girls out of sex trafficking in Atlanta. And I was invited to come and teach an art class with them and a couple other artists. And it was such a neat experience because the girls were wonderful. They just latched onto the projects and created these amazing, beautiful pieces. And the staff were like, wow, we had no idea they could do that. And it was just one of those things where they're like, come back, we want more. And at that point, they didn't have the resources to bring in more artists or to pay for supplies. And there were a lot of artists that didn't know about organizations like Wellspring. And so I think that's when the light bulb of Paint Love came on, of what if there was someone in the middle who could find artists and could match them to organizations that were in need, like Wellspring, and had these youth that could be served through art. And just the name of Paint Love kind of fit it perfectly.
Ellen is one of those artists
connected.
She's fabulous. How does it work? How do you find your partners, or I guess, how do they find you, and what makes a good fit?
We find our partners and our artists in lots of different avenues. I was lucky enough to paint on the Beltline, and the year I painted, I pretty much recruited all the artists around me and said, come on board, we're doing this new thing. But someone like Ellen, and I'll let Ellen kind of step in and talk of how she found us, but are people who believe in what we do and believe we're a group of artists. We're not therapists, but we believe that art is incredibly therapeutic. And at this point, we work with both Title I schools and nonprofits. And we have a waiting list from both those organizations. So they're finding us a lot of word of mouth. And then we kind of pair artists on what they like and what they need, they want to work with the organizations of what they're looking for to serve their kids.
So what have been some of your experiences?
Yeah, my name is Ellen Gadberry, and I'm a former DeKalb County teacher and a current family literacy advocate and community artist. And my work is primarily with paper, and paper in numerous forms, including paper making. And because of my classroom background, I think anything that I enjoy doing, I am inclined to find groups to enjoy doing it with me. And but I've done a number of paper making projects with different groups through Paint Love. We did one recently with the Atlanta Center for Child Advocacy that supports children who have been affected by abuse of various types. And like all of us, they have stories to tell and wounds to heal and ways in which art experiences will be therapeutic. As Julie says, we're not therapists, but what I think any artist will tell you is that creative expression, artistic activity, reaches a part of ourselves that we don't always get to other ways. And so to be with a group of children or adults or whoever the group may be, but in this case, we had an especially meaningful experience when we got together with this group of kids. We gave them scrap paper, paper that would have come out of the recycling and probably did, and we asked them to write down a truth on that piece of paper and then to tear it into tiny, tiny pieces. And we reminded them that even though no one could ever read what they had written, that information was still there, and we could turn that information into something beautiful. And we took those bits of paper and put them in a blender with water, so whizzed it on, which is great fun. You know, kids don't get to use blenders all the time. So right there, you've got everybody's full attention. And then we pour that pulp through a screen and a mold, and I have a technique whereby we dry those circles of paper and then we create flowers out of those. And so that truth is embedded in that flower, but that truth has also become something beautiful. It's a very physical act. It's very tactile. It's very experiential, and we can imbue meaning as appropriate or keep it lighthearted. So I think that that's probably one of the beautiful things that goes on in Paint Love activities, is that the sensitivity and the big hearts of the artists who work with the organization, paired with people who are identified as a group for some reason, but are just human beings like all of us looking for expression, opportunity to express themselves, has made for a good match.
The experiences that the kids had, you mentioned this advocacy group was largely for children who've experienced domestic abuse. And Julie, you talked about kids who had been involved, abducted, forced into sex trafficking. These are horrific things these children have lived through.
Yeah.
And you say you aren't therapists, but have you seen in any of the artwork these kids have created any subjects that have just stunned you speechless?
Yeah. It's opened up some really honoring opportunities for conversation in some of the works we had. One of the first groups I worked with, a girl was drawing a picture, and it was a flower. And she brought it up to me, and we started talking about flowers. And then she started talking about how it reminded her of her mother, and that she lost her mother. And I told her that I had lost my mother as well. And it was just that moment of connection of, you know, through art of drawing something as simple as a flower, and how that can mean something so much, and then having an opportunity to talk about your art with someone else, I think is really significant and important.
But you effectively are there to bring some beauty into their lives.
Yes,
the angle you take is not to try and extract from them the trauma of their experience.
Right.
That's where the art therapists come in.
Exactly.
Right. Ellen, would you talk about what the artist gets out of the experience?
Wow. Like I say, art for me is a opportunity for, it's a spiritual practice. It reaches into me at a level that's different than other ways of being in this world. And I think that the opportunity to be creative, to express oneself creatively, does that for the children and adults that I've facilitated art experiences with. So to answer your question, what does the artist get out of this? The satisfaction of seeing people feed that part of themselves that might be sort of perpetually hungry or perpetually a little bit starved, even in this busy world where we don't always get to stop and contemplate color and shape and line and creative problem solving and aesthetics and all of those things that sort of come together as a child creates whatever that finished piece is. I guess too, it's all about process.
I do volunteer too, teach. One of the first things I heard from artists was, this is exactly what I've been looking for. And we found that there are so many generous, amazing artists in Atlanta. I mean, for me, walking away with, I feel as good as the kids, maybe better. But seeing the looks on their faces when they see that they can create something they didn't think they could create, it's fabulous. I got a thank you note from a girl once who said, you know, thank you for pushing me to create this. She said, I didn't think I could, but I love it. And that's, you know, we balance this line of coming in and kind of facilitating and being beside them and pushing them a little bit too to create something, to learn something about themselves. And that's a beautiful part for an artist, for me personally, to see that happen.
I congratulate you on these achievements. The number of lives you've touched in just a few years is very impressive.
Thank you so much.